With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The FBI has made an arrest in its nearly five-year-old investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington on the eve of the January 6, 2021 breach at the U.S. Capitol.
The bombs have been placed near the offices of the Democratic and Republican National Committees in D.C. on the evening of January 5, 2021, before the Electoral College was to meet the next day when the Capitol breach occurred. The bombs did not detonate. No one was hurt, but the FBI said both devices could have been lethal. The agency has spent 5 years trying to pinpoint a suspect despite hundreds of tips and a review of tens of thousands of video files and a significant number of interviews. George Williams, Washington.
The Navy admiral, who reportedly issued orders for a second strike on an alleged drug boat near Venezuela, testified behind closed doors today on Capitol Hill. We get more from correspondent Ben Thomas.
U.S. forces carried out a follow-up strike. The sources say the rationale was to sink the vessel. On Tuesday, Pete Hegseth said,
"A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Pentagon says the strikes have been ruled legal by military and civilian lawyers, adding that there is irrefutable evidence confirming that those on board were narco-terrorists. An investigation underway after an Air Force fighter jet crashed in the desert.
The San Bernardino County Fire Department responded to the crash site near Trona in the Mojave Desert. That's about 180 miles north of Los Angeles. The Air Force Thunderbirds perform tight formations at air shows and train to fly within inches of each other, similar to the Navy's Blue Angels. The Blue Angels and Thunderbirds have had dozens of crashes over the years. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. A leading pastor issuing a warning.
Jack Hibbs heads California's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and he says the surge in anti-Semitism seen around the world is a sign of the end times. Hibbs tells CBN, quote, "The Bible tells both in Ezekiel and in Zechariah that in the last days the world will turn against Israel." He goes on to predict that President Trump's peace plan for Gaza will fail as a preamble to the rise of the Antichrist. Other leading pastors have somewhat different interpretations of end times verses. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Tech University system is restricting how faculty discuss sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation in classrooms. Chancellor Brandon Creighton also introduced a process for professors to have their course content approved by the Board of Regents if it touches any of those topics. Creighton says the goal is to provide clarity, consistency, and guardrails that protect academic excellence. This is SRN News. Bill Alexander reports lawsuits have now been filed in connection with the deadly Kentucky UPS plane crash.
A deadly UPS cargo plane crash in Kentucky stemmed from the corporate choices that favored profits over safety. That's according to an attorney who filed two wrongful death lawsuits Wednesday, which alleged the company kept flying older aircraft without increasing maintenance beyond what's regularly scheduled. Last month's fiery crash happened during takeoff after the plane's left engine detached, and cracks were later found where the engine connected to the wing. The lawsuit also names General Electric, which made the plane's engine. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Russia has imposed restrictions on Apple's video calling service FaceTime, alleging it was being used for organizing what it called terrorist activities. It's a latest step in Moscow's ongoing effort to control internet and online communications. Russia has also adopted a series of restrictive new laws. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.